The Dunleavy administration says privatizing DMV services in a half dozen communities could save the state around $500,000. And Division of Motor Vehicles Director Jeffrey Schmitz told House lawmakers that all but one of the six offices slated for closure has served less than 1% of Alaska's population.
These were other factors that were considered in selecting these locations for this proposal, is the few transactions that those locations actually process.
The plan by the Department of Administration is to sign up private vendors to offer DMV services in the communities of Haines, Homer, Valdez, Eagle River, Delta Junction, and Tok. They would be allowed to levy service fees on top of what the state already charges that officials admit could end up doubling the cost of driver's license renewals and other routine services. But even urban lawmakers seized on this as an unfair cost shifting onto rural Alaskans. Anchorage Democrat Garen Tarr says smaller communities already have a higher cost of living. They shouldn't be asked to pay more to access state services.
I just feel uncomfortable because, to me, what I'm supposed to take away from this is sort of like, if fewer people live in a community, they're somehow less important Alaskans or don't deserve the same level of service.
That was echoed by Sutton Republican George Rauscher, whose district covers a swath of interior Alaska, mostly north of the Glenn Highway.
I just don't know whether we're thinking this out all the way through. Rural areas are going to take the hurt more than non-rural areas, and that's a fact.
All of the DMVs targeted for closure are on Alaska's road system, except for Haines. Its highway runs through Canada, which has severely restricted travel across its borders throughout the coronavirus pandemic. Roy Getchell, the Haines school superintendent, told Coast Alaska that for high schoolers, losing the DMV would be a major blow.
You know, for a student that needs to take a driver's exam, it would mean, you know, trying to find a ferry, and you know what a struggle that has been, and take that and get an exam over in Juneau and then come back on the ferry. It would be days at a time at pretty serious expense, you know, for their family.
The plan has also been panned by state Republicans who are allied closely with Governor Dunleavy. Here's Kenai Republican Ben Carpenter.
Those in the rural communities who may not have another option to go pay for a wasted time at the DMV are now going to pick up a bigger burden than those in urban areas. And if that's the only option we've got, I'm not sure that that's a good option for people living in rural communities.
Under questioning by committee members, Department of Administration Commissioner Kelly Chewbacca, who oversees the DMV, assured lawmakers that the administration wouldn't close the six DMV offices if lawmakers reject the idea.
We were going to close these anyway. We wouldn't have put them forward as a budget proposal. We would have just done that.
But lawmakers aren't taking her at her word.
Her statements are inconsistent. We need to keep the DMVs open.
That's Anchorage Democrat Zach Fields. He told Coast Alaska that lawmakers can't directly dictate how the executive runs an agency.
But what you can do is prohibit the Department of Administration from closing DMVs in communities with 900 people or more, which would have the effect of protecting all our existing DMVs.
He says he'll be introducing a House bill that keeps DMVs open across rural Alaska. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.